Welcome back to Washboard Unionton, Nova Scotia. Good to have you boys back.
Oh, man, it feels good to be back. This is just beautiful country, and we don't make it here enough.
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue that point because you're right. So many cross-Canada tours end in Ontario, and it's like, hang on, whoa.
There's a lot more to the country past Ontario.
And you know that so well. Listen, stoked to see you guys live in show. Now, for many of us, it's been some time before we got to see a band cranking out the tunes in front of us. How about yourselves? Like, you guys have been back at it.
Oh, man, this has been so exciting for us. It's funny, we were talking about this before the tour because we were so excited to get back to playing live again that I think, Aaron, you said we got to make sure we don't leaf blow everybody when we walk out on stage. We just got to kind of take it easy and concentrate and have some fun and pace ourselves. So it's going to be so much fun to see all those smiling faces.
Leaf blowing. I like that one. I'm going to use that myself. There are far worse terms, right? So that's cool. What are we in for? I mean, I've seen you guys live in show before. What are we in for at the Marquee?
Well, see, the interesting thing is because this pandemic hit, we released an album at the beginning of the pandemic because we thought it would be a great time for people to have some new music and feel some hope in this crazy thing. Who knew it would last as long as it did? Mm. But the irony of that is that we haven't played our new album for audiences yet. So this will be, we've got a whole bunch of brand new songs that have never been heard live by audiences, and tonight will be no exception. So you can expect some new music from Washboard, and we've had a real fun time putting together this show, and I hope everyone brings their singing voices because we've got a lot of help that we need, and campfire sing-alongs and singing to the old classics as well as the new tunes we've got.
And all part of the road back to Cavendish, which is always a big deal.
Oh, man, we are so excited for that festival. That is no secret that it's one of our favorite festivals in Canada, so we are so honored to be playing it again this year.
During the pandemic, you guys were super active on your socials, which I thought was great, and it did alleviate the pain for some.
It was a real challenge for us at that point to be like, well, how can we connect with these people who we've been so connected with across countries, nations, overseas, and how do we keep connected with those people in a time that we can't even leave our house? So we had to get creative with creating some content, and the reality was that the three of us even were in different cities. So how could we get together and create content and create engaging pieces that we can connect with our Washboard family with? So we found a way to do that, and we felt, the moment we could get together doing those live streams was a way that we could keep connected as well.
I'll tell you another thing we heard during the pandemic was, and it's a real testament to radio, because we heard from a lot of people, and a lot of people came back to us telling us how much it was nice to hear new music on the radio, and we were fortunate that we had released new music at the beginning of the pandemic, but they also said it was so nice to have a voice on the other side of that radio. And that's a real tip of the hat to people who work in radio, because talk about being connected during a tough time. You guys were a voice for a lot of people out there, and a lot of people really appreciated it.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I appreciate the shout-out to the industry for sure. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. Man, we can't wait to see you. It's going to be a reunion of sorts, huh?
I'm stoked to see you guys as well. It's been a long time since I've been to a live show, so I'm looking forward to it.
Ace yourself.
I got young kids that don't agree with hangovers on a Thursday, so.
Yeah, that's true, huh? That's the real truth.
Oh,
how many kids you got?
Two, a 4 and a 6-year-old, so.
Oh, that's a busy house.
Got a little bit of rain, but that's not your fault. It's the fair's fault. The fair's in town this weekend. It always happens.
Gotcha. Did they get the zipper at the fair?
Oh, I think they do, man. It's one of my favorite old ghetto rides.
You may be hitting that. Well, I don't know if you know this, but Washboard Union is sponsored by the Zipper.
Oh!
And again, it's mandatory that we ride them whenever we see them.
It's one of my favorites to bring a screw on in your hand as well and just be like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Aaron, you just brought your son on the Zipper for the first time this year.
Oh, Russell, I should have brought the Bolt.
Yeah.
Darn it.
How old?
He's 9 years old.
Okay.
He's 10 in August. But, I've been waiting for that time to take him on the Zipper for the first time, and the fair hit town in Nanaimo there a few weeks ago. And so I'm like, are you ready? And he's like, yeah, it's time. And he's like, what level is up from the Himalaya, which is the one that goes around in circles and plays a lot of music, does the siren, and then goes backwards and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, well, it's a level up from the Himalaya, for sure. And he got off, and he was like, all he said was, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. That was, like, way high. That's, like, level 10 above the Himalaya.
Wicked.
Yeah, he is. I got a video that I'll show you when I see you.
I haven't done the zipper in years. Like, what's it do to your body these days? You know what I mean?
It leaves me dizzy now.
Okay.
I never used to.
Yeah. This is what I worry. I fear my back, too. Like, I don't know.
You're tensed up so hard, you don't have to worry about your back.
That's just it. Oh, boys. Thanks very much. It was a pleasure, as always.
Have a good one, brother. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.